Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. And of course, he is here in studio with us this morning, Niles Gens, AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z. GensFinancial.com and that phone number 258-3688, area code 320, of course. Niles, July is fading fast.
It's about halfway done here, yeah. As of next week sometime. Yeah, it's summer. The year's going fast. I'm always a firm believer summer should go by as fast because of what this weather forecast you have.
True enough.
I'm not a heat guy. Anything north of 70-ish, you can keep it.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep it, okay? So we're start today something a little different, but we have talked about this in the past.
Hey, before we get to that, let's let everybody know just real quick, workshops are on hold, but you are still open for business.
We are full blast, a lot of appointments, very, very busy schedule. Staff is taking turns, taking some time off the month of July, and I think some of them are taking some time off in August, but that doesn't affect the schedule at the office whatsoever.
I just wanted folks to know they are alive and well and open for business, even though the workshops are on hiatus for what, next month you're going to be there?
Well, we haven't quite decided on August yet because we're still playing catch-up from this spring.
Gotcha.
But the workshops, speaking of workshops, the workshops are available to watch on your laptop, your PC, your smart device. If you want to watch it, you can watch part of it and stop and rewind and whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just give us a call and say, hey, I would like to watch the workshop presentation. It was recorded this past March here at the Holiday Inn. So just give us a call, 320-258-3688, and we'll be happy to get you the information. We'll mail you out the what we call a workshop kit of all the material that we hand out at the workshop so you can have it in front of you as you go. I think it's well done. It's worthwhile to watch it. Don't cost you anything. And we don't hound the you-know-what after you watch it. We'll give you courtesy calls. Hey, Bob, we noticed you watched the video. You got any questions? If you say nope, here's our phone number in case you got any questions.
Sure. Plus, you know that you're in a much better mood back in March because the weather was so much more conducive.
Especially this last winter. It was actually easy peasy. So we're going to start out today, again, a little bit different. We have to do what's called cyber training at the office.
Oh, sure.
We get a video presentation about every 10 days, 2 weeks from our broker dealer, which is Osaic, used to be called Woodbury. So we watch it. You have to watch it. So they keep track that you did watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that came across my desk, I believe it was yesterday, as part of your subscription, I'd like to share you a friendly recap. Identity theft is not a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Lock up your documents. Unless it's required to be with you, it's best to keep all your government-issued identification locked up. Don't carry your Social Security card with you. What what do you need that with you for?
Right.
Memorize it.
Sure.
You know, for those of you that were in the military, the rest of us, pretty easy. It's the only number you're ever going to get.
Right.
Remember it.
Yeah.
Okay. Years ago, for those of you 65 and older, your Medicare card had your Social Security number on it.
Right.
Really?
Oops.
Oopsie. So don't be carrying, in your little business card inside of your billfold or your purse. Well, here's my U.S. bank account number.
Right.
Here's my Liberty Bank account number. Here's Mid-Country's.
All my passwords.
Yeah, here's my password. Stop it. Yeah. Don't be carrying any of that stuff.
Now, I have it easy because my Social Security number is only two digits. I've had it that long.
Really? You were almost the first one?
17.
Yeah. Review your account history. Regular reviewing your financial statements and credit activity can help guard against identity theft. Look at your bank accounts daily.
Yeah.
Okay. Monitor your credit cards. Okay. Thankfully, a lot of all credit card companies, as far as I know, they monitor for you too. So, for example, about a month ago, roughly, I received a text message from one of our credit cards. Said, I'm not going to exactly what it said, but it said there's a charge of $4.95 that appears to be suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Facebook charge. Well, a light bulb goes off my head. I don't
Niles doesn't buy that much on Facebook.
I don't even have Facebook. Our office has Facebook, and sure. Natalie monitors, but I've never been on Facebook. So they said, was this you? No. So I checked no. I clicked no.
Right.
And then I called up the credit card company. If there's a, please call this number.
Sure.
So I called them, and said, Niles, was that, after I identified myself, right. after I went through some security questions that only I would know the answer, said, that's very common how they get into your credit cards.
Really?
They'll start a small charge on your credit card. Somebody's stolen your credit card number.
Okay.
So they'll do a small charge to see if you catch it.
Yeah.
And if they don't, look out.
Really?
Yep. So now there'll be zeros behind it. Okay. So they had to freeze my card, mm-hmm. cancel it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then they had to issue me a new card, which they had to mail it to me, which takes, you know, 2 weeks.
Sure.
Fine. I can live without that credit card for 2 weeks. So then you have to, then you get a new card. Your old one's junk.
Right.
Okay. So watch for suspicious activity on your credit cards. Look at all your credit cards are online.
Right. It's all right there.
You know, if you have a GM card or a Chase card or, I don't know, America's Discover, whatever. Sure. You can go online and check to see what activity is on your card. And if you don't recognize it, talk to your spouse first is always a good thing.
Yes.
And make sure it wasn't your spouse. And then call them up and say, hey, we don't recognize that. So they'll challenge it and they'll freeze it and fix it. So watch your accounts. Freeze your credit. A lot of people don't know you can do this, and it doesn't cost anything. I told you this years ago,
You bet.
You can go to all three credit bureaus, go to their websites, and you can freeze your credit. So if somebody tries to buy something with your Social Security number, mm-hmm. it won't go through the credit bureaus. It'll say credit frozen. So, for example, 3.5 years ago,
okay.
I ordered a new pickup. Okay, I get a new pickup every 7-8 years.
Right.
So I ordered a new pickup. The dealership called me up the next day and said, hey, Niles, your credit report, we can't run your credit report. I said, well, why are you running that? I'm not borrowing any money.
Right.
They said, well, in order to order a new pickup, we have to make sure your credit's good. Okay, I can understand that. But your credit's froze. We can't run the report. I said, what credit bureau are you using? And they told me.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back online, mm-hmm. go to your username and your password, unfreeze your credit for how long you want, day or two,
yep.
call the dealership back, hey, I'm good to go. They run the credit report, and it's froze again.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't cost anything to do that, okay?
Oh, but that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it'll take you to do all three credit bureaus a half hour.
You know what's a lot of work? Digging yourself out of a hole yep. of identity yep. theft.
It takes a good half hour to get all three of them done
right.
first go around.
Right.
So protect your identity. The fallout from identity theft can be time-consuming and stressful. It can negatively affect your home life as well as your work life. Don't give out your information.
Right.
So if somebody calls Bob Hughes up and say, this is so-and-so from Chase credit card. A lot of people have a Chase credit card.
Sure.
And they'll say, could you give us your account number?
Yeah.
Well, if Chase is calling you, they already have your account number.
Yeah, they don't call.
Yeah. So Helene and I were on vacation here a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we got a call from Chase. And the person said he was from Chase and came up on my caller ID and my phone, Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Shysters can figure that out,
pretty darn good.
So the gentleman asked some questions that they should have known the answer.
Right.
So I didn't answer them.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think it was Chase. Okay. It was them. But I said, you guys know I'm sitting in nowhere, Montana. I barely have phone reception. I don't know how you came through.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to answer any of those questions. Well, we need the answer. No, you don't. I will call you back when I get back to
civilization,
Minnesota.
Yeah, okay? Sure.
So just have your A game with you. And also, if you're dealing with seniors,
mm-hmm.
maybe you're a senior yourself. Bobby, you and I would be considered seniors.
Uh-huh.
If you have a loved one that could be vulnerable, help them.
Yeah,
help them with this stuff. Okay. So identity theft, huge. If you want a copy of what's in my hand, just give me a holler at the office.
Okay.
320-258-3688. I'll shoot you a copy.
Good stuff.
Next thing, we do have a blog that goes out, I believe, weekly.
Can I just jump in here mm-hmm. and say, folks, If you do not have, if you're not signed up, if you're not subscribed to this blog from Gens Financial Services, you should be, because it is really good, down-to-earth information, super easy to understand.
The one that went out and it's yesterday.
Free. Yep.
What the 2025 COLA predictions mean to you. So you can click on it and read the full blog.
10%, 30%. What do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, right.
Maybe three if we're really lucky.
Yeah. Another video, a video you can watch by clicking on it, addressing your top concerns in retirement. Another thing you can click on, do you have retirement questions that need answering? If you click on that, you'll see past blips or snippets of past radio shows that answer those questions. And the last one that went out yesterday, the Secure Act 2.0, the basics. Are you worried about running out of money in retirement? You're not alone. Today's retirees are part of the first generation, often must fund their own retirement. The good news, recent legislation, the Secure Act 2.0, could benefit your retirement. So again, those are things that you can get off the blog. A lot of those things are available on our website under media. You can go there.
Okay. Just for fun, I did a quick Google search on projected COLA increases. I said 3.5% if we're really lucky. They say it's 2.66%.
Well, there were years where it was zero.
Yes, sir.
Quite a few years. So we'll see what they come up with.
Yeah.
So just a gentle reminder, even though we're just a little over halfway through the year, for those that are 73 and older this year and beyond, you have to do what's called a required minimum distribution. So don't forget to do that. I have a chart in front of me. So if you're 73 this year, you have to take your IRA, 401ks, 403bs, things like that. Tax qualified plans and divide it by 26.5 to figure out what you need to take out. So if you want this chart that's in my hand, just give us a holler and again, we'll make that available to you.
Okay.
So one thing that it concerns me, but makes me curious. We have a report in my hand, and we've talked about this about 6 weeks ago, I think.
Okay.
The S&P 500, everybody knows what the S&P 500 is.
Yep.
Historical return. So what they did is they did a study from from 1957, through 2023. So they took those years of the S&P 500, those 66 years,
yeah,
and they looked at the performance from January 1 to December 31st in those calendar years. And what they found that of all those years, the S&P 500 was up 72% of the time, so 48 years. With an average return of 16.9%. The highest years were 97, 75, 95, and 58, where it was up more than 30% those years. But the negative years, which people are always more concerned about, is the S&P has been down 28% of the time. So a little less than a third of the time. So when the S&P is down, it's down on average during the down years, 12.7%.
Okay.
Okay. So if you take the ups and the downs and put them together in a pile, so to speak, the average return of the S&P, again, from January 1 to December 31st, is 8.5%. Remember that rule of 72 we
yes,
talked
sir.
About? Okay. So if you take the 0.5 off there, 8 times 9 is 72.
Yep.
That means your money will double every 9 years. But what I find it interesting, if you look at the down years, so there were 7 years out of the 19 years that the S&P was down. It was down anywhere from 0%, so flat, down to negative 10.
Okay.
Did that seven times.
Right.
Nine years, it was down between 10 and 20%.
Look at 2022. 19.44.
Yep. Then if you look at 20, then there was 2 years where it was down 20% up to 30%. Being 2002, it was down 23.37.
Yeah.
In 1974, 29.72. And the one real bad year that sticks out like a sore thumb, 2008, when the recession hit us, 1 year there was down 38.49%.
Yep.
So when I look at this, and I show this report to quite a few clients that come in, and people who are coming off the radio show and workshops or referrals or whatnot, I show this in report. Then people like to look at the blue area where all the positive returns. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the tan area where the negatives are showing up, I say to them, you know, we want to participate in the ups,
right?
But we don't want to participate in the downs. So why aren't you protecting yourself for the downs?
Because they may not know how.
Maybe their current person hasn't showed them that.
Amen.
Or the person sitting in the cubicle off in Timbuktu somewhere that they're talking to an 800 number that took them a half hour to get a hold of them, hasn't told them about this stuff. This is good stuff. You can protect yourself for the downside, okay? But you have to be able to look at this report, and I can show you how to do it, okay? 320-258-3688. Might not work for everybody, but everybody I showed this report to, they're very interested in how we can protect you for the downside.
I have a big question for you at the bottom of the hour during the news break, okay?
Okay.
How easy, I'll ask you now, and you can ruminate on it just a little bit. If you can take politics out of your decisions as to what to do with your life savings, with your life,
right,
with what you are earning for your life, if you can take politics out of that, I think you'd be a much better, a much wiser, smarter investor.
Well, I think not only that, life would be much better.
Amen, yes.
You just take stop watching TV of all these politics. You know, stop getting yourself so wound up.
Yeah.
Now, people ask me, Niles, how do you think the election is going to November 5th? I have my wishes and my dreams how it goes.
Yeah.
But like we talked before we went on air, a lot of these politicians don't give a really a rat's you know what about us little peons.
Hello.
Here, okay. So you basically have to run your life as you're going to run your life to your and your family's advantage.
Yep. It doesn't mean you have to be a jerk or anything like that. But, you know, the older I get, the more I realize, golly, these people really don't have my best interest at heart.
No, they don't.
Maybe I need to start having my best interest a little more.
You need to be aware of what's going on, but don't get so wound up that you're burning buildings down in Minneapolis.
Making bad decisions.
You got yourself so wound up, your doctor puts you on high blood pressure medication because you got anxiety medication. Thankfully, when people come in the office, they know if they want to talk about politics for 30 seconds, I'm good, okay? But because we're probably thinking along the same lines anyhow.
True.
Okay? Especially if they listen to KNSI, okay? But we're not going to get ourselves so wound up about it that we forget about life in general.
What's important?
Life will go on.
Yeah.
Okay? We will survive. The sky is not falling. Now, every time I say that, somebody will call the office, Niles, the sky is falling.
No.
Not up to us.
This chart really, really paints a great picture.
There is opportunity out there to be successful, and that's what we're here for. Yeah. So we're going to talk about, before we get to the news here in 3-4 minutes, three sensible retirement planning tips to fight off FOMO.
Fear of missing out.
Okay?
It's an epidemic.
Yep. So you get commercials on KNSI, on TV, other radios you might listen to. Buy commodities. Buy gold. Buy silver. Buy Bitcoin. Buy.
Yeah.
Well, that's driving the price of this stuff up. So if you're buying, you potentially could be buying at the top end, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what happens to the top end? Well, she comes tumbling down once in a while.
Yeah.
So again, the fear of missing out. I call it, and we talked about this, I think, just before you and I didn't see each other for a month.
Okay.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know, I don't care, Bob, and I know what kind of car you drive because I've seen it.
Yeah.
I don't care what kind of car you drive.
Right.
Okay. There are people in my profession, when we used to go to meetings before webinars took over our lives, they say, well, when somebody has an appointment at your office, you can go on Zillow and look at the value of their house, and you can go on MapQuest and look at, or not MapQuest, Google Earth, and zoom in on their house, see what it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't care what your house looks like, Bob. You know, I don't care what your house is worth.
Yeah.
I've never, ever done that.
Yeah.
I've done it for our place. It's kind of cool to look from Google Earth what your place looks
like. How old that photograph is.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. But there are people in my profession, other professions, that will zoom in on your property, and then they'll say the trick, like, you know, I'm sitting with Bob Hughes and Kat at the office, and they'll say, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Jones live right next to you. You know, here's my card. Could you give it to Mr. and Mrs. Jones? How do they know what your neighbor was, Bob?
Ugh.
Weird. Okay. So, anyhow.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I kind of regressed. So fear of missing out. You need to have in retirement realistic goals.
Yes, sir.
You have to make goals that are realistic to you and your spouse, if you have a spouse or family, I should be saying. What works for Helene and I, Bob, we have similar backgrounds, probably works for both of us.
Yep.
Okay. But we're not going to be the same in retirement.
Exactly.
Okay. We're going to be doing different things. Okay. Don't try to mirror your retirement on what Alfred said when you're having coffee at Perkins yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mirror your retirement the way you want it to look. Look in the mirror and say, here's what I want to do. Helene and I have goals in retirement. Okay. The goals are to see our grandkids. We have been blessed with 9 grandkids, to see them grow up to be successful people. Okay. And to possibly watch them get married down the road, have kids. That'd be great to be a great grandfather.
Boy, I
wouldn't that be cool? Okay.
Grandkids would be jealous, but you know.
But again, so don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Don't be chasing after the returns. You know, if Alfred says at Perkins, well, my investment did this last year, he might be not telling you the whole story because you're not telling if it was that a net return, was it gross, what kind of fees was he paying, what was his tax consequences.
Yeah.
So again, number one, have realistic goals and line your investments accordingly. So again, after the news, we'll talk about don't let your emotions drive your decisions. And number three, diversify your portfolio.
Again, you know, if you can take politics out of everything, not letting your emotions drive your decisions, you may be surprised.
Yep.
Good stuff. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services. The phone number 258-3688. They are online at gensfinancial.com. G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. 's Gens is in studio with us. Their phone number at Gens Financial Services, 258-3688, area code 320, of course. Online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. And again, Niles, your website chock full of information. You guys are taking a brief hiatus from doing the workshops. You are open for business.
Yep,
that
yep.
is for darn
nothing,
sure.
Nothing's changed at the office except for we're not doing workshops during June and July, and August is still up in the air because we're still playing catch up from the workshops that we did this spring.
You know, I had Kevin in studio a couple of weeks ago,
yep.
and we again talk about the popularity of those workshops that they did on Social Security
yep.
over at the library.
Right.
My gosh, that would be almost a weekly gig, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we could put those on weekly, but you have to have people power
yeah,
to follow
to
up.
Sure.
Speaking of people power, we are still looking for another staff person to be at our front desk at the St. Cloud office. The last couple of gals we had, they're retired,
yeah.
Which is what we're all shooting for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still looking for somebody who has good computer skills, doesn't have to be a Bill Gates or nothing like that,
yeah.
But has good computer skills, but more importantly, people skills. That you like people.
Yeah.
You got to like people in our business, okay? So if you know of somebody that fits the bill there, just have them give me a call at 320-258-3688. I'll visit with them on the phone for a little bit, then have them send over a resume, and we'll get together a week or so after that to see what the fit is. It would be an hourly wage at first for the first 90 days or so, and then all of our staff people after that are on salary,
right.
Okay? The hours are pretty decent, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. I think it's a good place to work. Denise has been there 18 years come this fall.
Well, your name's on the sign.
Yeah, I like working there. But so you know about anybody that would fit the bill, let us know.
You know, my first question, if I was doing the interview, you meet somebody on the street that you don't know. What do?
You say hi.
Absolutely.
My wife's, you know, we were on vacation for that 13 days here a couple weeks ago. My wife says, you talk to everybody.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
I talk to somebody, I'm probably going to learn something.
Did your mom used to do that in the store and just absolutely drive you crazy?
My I talked to everybody in
the
store.
All right. We are the grocery store. My mom didn't know these people, and she'd spend a half an hour.
No.
You know?
My mom, even before the dementia kicked in big time, she said, I could never take you grocery shopping because the ice cream would melt and the milk would get warm by the time we got out the door.
And you knew what job you were going to do.
I knew where I was heading.
Absolutely.
Okay? So we're going to wrap up the show today. We touched on a little bit before the news. Three sensible retirement planning tips to fight off FOMO, fear of missing out. And what we first start about is, number one, have realistic goals. Mm-hmm. It's still, I don't know what word I want to use, but when you drive to some new housing developments where there are brand new houses going up.
With the new car?
But think of, we go through St. Michael quite often because two of our kids live that direction. But you go by the housing development on the west side of St. Michael, new house development, houses starting at $400,000.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And kids are in their 30s, right? And they're doing this. And we're talking like a 5-bedroom house, mm-hmm. 3 bathrooms. I know because I have a family member that just bought one of these things. And they're in this neighborhood. They're all pre-manufactured
things. They all
look
the same.
Oh, exactly. Yep. They've got 3 different house designs, right? But my God, what do these kids do for a job?
The key to that, and also they're 10-foot setbacks too.
Yeah.
They're 20 feet apart.
Yeah.
So when you go by their $400,000 house starting at, Bob, you just built a new house. You're going to have overruns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You figure another 10-15% in overruns. You got to put curtains in that thing too. You got to put a deck on it.
Yeah.
And they got 2 new cars sitting in the garage and they have a boat. Then they got an ice castle fish house sitting beside the garage. Holy smokes. Okay. The problem is people your age, my other ages, don't try to keep up with the Joneses.
Exactly.
You know, if somebody pulls up to church on Sunday with a brand new Cadillac, good for them.
Absolutely.
But you don't need one.
Right. I do not.
Okay?
Yeah.
So again, have realistic goals. Number two, don't let emotions drive your decisions. This is where be careful how much TV time you put in, how much time you are playing with your phone. TikTok is not news media, by the way.
It's manufactured.
It's entertainment at best, okay? So be careful. Don't be over-eager to purchase things at inflated prices. I get a kick out of Star's 50% sale this weekend. Yeah, but you jacked the prices up how much percent the weekend before, okay? So be very careful on those sale items. Diversify your portfolio. That's the old rule of thumb. Don't have all your eggs in one basket.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So 3 ways you can create a healthy relationship with money. What I tell people at the workshops most of the time, and sometimes I forget, money should not be a driving factor in your life. Okay, what I mean by that, your driving factor should be your faith and your family.
Yep.
In that order.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yep.
Money's important, but don't be so money hungry that you push the other two off to the side.
If you take care of people, the money will be there.
That's right. So if you do a good job, if you're running a lawn mowing company,
it doesn't matter.
And you do a good job mowing lawns, you'll get referrals.
Yep.
Okay. If you own a convenience store, you do a good job, you keep your store clean, you have a good product on the shelf, people will come in.
Don't cheat, don't lie, don't steal.
That's right. So if you look at any profession, a doctor, Bob, do you like your doctor?
I love my doctor. He's a great guy.
Me too.
Yeah.
So I have a doctor, then I have a PAC, is that what her title is? I never see my doctor. I always call me, I see him at church or whatever. Hey, you're big shot. I never get to see you anymore.
Right.
Because they have people.
Yeah.
But the point is that a healthy relationship with faith, your family, coworkers, your business, people you do business with is more important than money.
Yes,
money will
is.
Take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, again, people going, oh, you're crazy. Well, that might be. But it's still, understand why behind your financial behaviors. So when you make a decision when it comes to money, you're playing with your phone and something comes up, well, I should have that. Well, you survived the last how many umpteen years without that particular device.
Yeah.
So maybe put the phone down, think about it for a while. Maybe it would be nice to have whatever you saw. but don't make impulse buying is what I'm trying to
say. And realize you are being targeted, okay? That's why that ad just showed up on your phone.
They call it algorithms. Algorithms, yeah.
Yep.
So again, first of all, to start, why did you buy that car? You know, why did you buy a car that was $20,000 more than what you really wanted to spend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of you have one chance to make a first impression with people.
Mm-hmm.
One. Okay. So what kind of impression are you going to make? Okay. Often you do shopping online. Are you obsessed or distressing to do that? So again, understand why you're making financial decisions. And also, I mentioned about Alfred, you're having coffee with Alfred at Perkins. What Alfred is doing not necessarily would work for you, okay? So be very careful with that. So also find a balance between your needs and your wishes. Do you really need that?
Wants.
Yeah, wants and needs.
Nice to have, need to have.
Yes, okay? So again, look beyond money. I already touched on that, mm-hmm. okay? Money in itself will take care of itself, okay? So expand your perspectives. I think, Bob, as we get older, I can relate to that myself, you appreciate non-money things.
Right.
Okay? So we went to a grandson's baseball game last night in Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
Very enjoyable. Okay? Got to sit with my wife. My son coaches, so I couldn't talk to him very much. Granddaughter was there. My wife was there. One of her granddaughter's friends was there. I've known her since she was in diapers.
Sure.
I mean, it's a social event.
They don't like to be reminded of that, by the way.
That I remind her diapers?
The diaper thing. They don't like that. Kids, oh. I don't know why.
Mm.
Bugs them. Embarrass them.
Mm.
So do it every time you can.
I will continue to do that, right. Okay? But expand your perspectives. Look at the big picture. So again, find financial support. Excuse me, I'll back up. Your finances support what matters in life.
Okay.
Okay? So in order to have a comfortable retirement. I still get a kick out of these articles that come on the TV or newsprint or whatever. You got to have $2 million to be successful in retirement.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, if the Joneses do, you do.
Really? You right. need to have $2 million.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in central Minnesota. The vast majority of people listening today and listen to reruns on the weekends mm-hmm. do not have $2 million and never will.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
My mom and dad were not wealthy people, but they were happy,
mm-hmm.
okay, because they had no debt, that four-letter word, okay? They had somewhat their ducks in a row. Their dad could use some improvements, but they weren't money mongrels.
Right.
Is that a right word?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. You
yeah.
bet.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to ask you one quick question. You are not a salesman.
No.
Okay?
No.
I had an opportunity once to be a salesman, and I did okay. But I know people that are in the business of sales who live by the numbers, right? I've got to get this sale. I've got to have this much commission. I've got to do this. I've got to make this payment, right?
Yep, yep.
Those are the folks that stress and stress and stress. The people who don't stress are the ones who just take care of their customers. They take care of the people, and like we said earlier, the money comes in. If that's what you focus on, good luck.
So a good way to spot a salesperson
yeah.
is if they demand or strongly urge that you make your decision now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when you work with us against financial, there are some decisions you need to make, okay? But you don't need to make them now.
Right.
So I've learned over the years that to watch body English, mannerism.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting down with Bob, and if I could tell Bob isn't quite there yet what we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
hey, Bob, why don't you go home and chew on this for a while, and let's get together next week.
When you're ready.
Yeah, when you're ready, okay? I tell you, I don't hound people. I don't chase after right. people, okay? Everybody that comes in our office is an adult, okay? You can make up your own mind at your own speed. So again, the good way to spot people is if they demand that you make it. Pick on car salespeople from years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, today's the 30th of the month, and the car's going to go up in price tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That car's not going to. Well, the rebates are going to go away.
And I'm willing to bet that person is younger. They haven't learned
right.
yet.
Yep. So again, decision making, you do have to make the decisions when you come to work with Gens Financial.
Yep.
But generally speaking, you don't have to make them now.
Niles, okay. Always a pleasure, sir.
I will see you next week, everybody.
I will be here next week.
Me too.
Thank you. Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services. 258-3688. That is their phone number. Their website, GensFinancial.com, GENTZ, GensFinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.